as you mentioned before, you successfully completed your LLB in international law at the University of World Economy and Diplomacy. Please tell our listeners more about your experience studying at the University of World Economy and Diplomacy.
Well, the university, as its name suggests, is a university dedicated to diplomacy and international relations.
I should have gone to that school.
Yeah, because it's under the Uzbek Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It's a great school. It's a great establishment. Many of its graduates build their career in governmental offices. They decide to go to foreign service or other international organizations. But I have chosen another path. I first tried the public sector a little bit, then eventually switched to the private sector. While I was studying at the university, this was one of my best periods of my life. So very thankful to my professors and mentors that supported me during my studies, and my peers, my friends who inspired me. So I picked one of the memorable times at university was that I picked another foreign language, which was a requirement at the university. I chose French. So I remember those days with great pleasure. I learned a lot during my 5 years of study there. And it's a great school, yes. Overall, there were a lot of extracurricular activities, very good language training program, and it basically prepared you as a future diplomat or a person who will serve internationally, international public servants, other guys, other people that you may choose to be.
Mr. Stavrov, you also successfully completed a Master of Laws in Comparative Constitutional Law at Central European University. In addition, you also completed a second master's degree in political science at the OSCE Academy, along with a JD, a law degree, at the University of Ottawa. With your academic background, what is the best advice that you can provide for those considering pursuing a master's degree in the field of law?
Yeah, your question listed a lot of degrees that seems to be, now when I listen, it seems to me that too many degrees that I have collected.
Oh,
so
you're
far.
Highly accomplished.
So, Masters of Laws. The program, as many people know, it's a more academic program. Most of the time, it consists of parts based on courses, a part based on your thesis that you will write at the end. So, first things first, you need to understand that the LLM degree, Master's of Laws degree, doesn't usually allow you to practice, doesn't usually qualify you to practice law in certain jurisdictions. There are exceptions. For example, you complete your LLM in an American law school, you may get admitted to take bar exams in New York, and I believe in California. However, in general terms, Master's of Law program is for those who want to pursue academic career. So think about this before you choose to go to an LLM program. That would be my first advice. And Master of Laws LLM programs are usually specialized, very specialized. Once you do your undergraduate degree in law, then if you want to specialize, let's say, in international tax or intellectual property law, then you go to specialize and choose a master's program for that. But in Ontario, as you know, you don't have to have an LLM degree in order to qualify for practice in this province. So it's something that you may choose if you want to pursue an academic degree or if you want to learn something in more detail. So I chose this LLM when I was interested in studying comparative law in general. So that was one of the programs, and I really enjoyed it there at Central European University in Budapest. It was my first experience of studying in a foreign country other than outside of Uzbekistan. It was a very rewarding experience, and I never regret of pursuing that degree. It helped me a lot in my life. So
I have to say, you have an extremely impressive background and very highly accomplished. In addition to all of your degrees, you have also been actively engaged in the publication of articles. What are some of your most recent publications? And at the same time, what is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing legal writing?
I enjoy writing about subjects that I want to explore more, that I want to learn more. My last publication was for a general public on how to study law in the Great North, meaning in Canada. It was for those who would like to become a lawyer in Canada. It was a basic snapshot of the process, of the challenges, and what to expect if you choose to study law in Canada. And I also wrote several articles in Uzbek language for the audience in Uzbekistan about legal services in North America, one should expect when hiring a lawyer in the US or Canada. So writing helps you to think back and reflect on certain issues of interest. It helps you to widen your understanding of certain subject matter. So I encourage young professionals to write, or at least to discuss it with their peers, certain topics. So, I think it's very useful for me personally to write about different subjects related to law, because I learn more about that specific subject. And writing also encourages me to identify a problem and research different resources and present my view on the matter. It can be a very unusual view, but it's academic freedom is there, and you can write as long as you are within the frames of decency. So my advice would be try legal writing for those who want to pursue a law degree, and try to select a topic and write about it which makes people's life easier, which allows people to understand certain issues better. So that's and you have to be passionate about the topic too. You cannot write about, let's say, I'm not passionate about Lord of the Rings. I wouldn't be writing about that. So writing helps very much.
It does.
It makes you think thoroughly about it, one subject. So
definitely. And you have to be passionate, because without that passion, it's going to be difficult for you to conduct extensive research. You won't want to look at all of the resources that are there. It'll be boring, right? In terms of the work that you did a while back, you were a legal intern at the UN Office on Drugs and Crime in the Office for Central Asia. I want you to discuss your experience working for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, along with some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with your internship while there.
Well, it was a very short internship period during my law school at University of Ottawa. We were encouraged to undertake an internship during winter time. So I decided to go and work for the and have an internship with UNODC in Central Asia. The experience was very informative, very useful for my understanding of the mandate of UNODC and specifically the UN Convention on Corruption. So I was involved in analyzing the implementation of the UN Convention on a national level. So it was very interesting, challenging aspects. I think the most challenging aspects were to find ways on how to analyze the implementation of the UN Convention on Corruption in countries where the resources are limited, in the sense that you cannot get access to certain information, you are challenged with bureaucracy there, and so on. So, but it was a good challenge. I've tried to overcome that and make the best use of my time at the UNODC. And I really enjoyed working with the people at the office in Uzbekistan, yes.